Welcome to Hello Hero episode number 7. So very happy to have you here. I'm your host, Vincent Baker, and we are here to discuss the most recent episode of My Hero Academia, which is called Go. But before I get into that, I real quick want to say thank you so much for listening. My last few episodes of this and Hello Demon Slayer have gotten more listens than any of my previous podcasts through this app and everything, so this is getting more attention, and so for you listening, I super appreciate it, and every single time you listen, it actively supports what I'm doing in all forms of what I'm doing, so especially if you enjoy like the games and content I create, so thank you so very much. So when it comes to this episode of My Hero Academia, Go is pretty interesting. I think it's very much like a transition anime. It's a build-up anime. I actually had to go back and rewatch this episode, which is a first for me. Not that I've had to rewatch My Hero Academia, but the first time I've had to rewatch an episode before I could do this podcast to talk about it, because for some reason, I just could not remember anything that happened. I've remembered everything else in this entire season, and I've remembered, I even feel like, the entire series very well, but for some reason this last episode, like, just kind of, maybe I just had a lot going on, or whatever, I'm not sure, I don't know, it didn't really grip me, or really, you know, I don't know, I guess it didn't super excite me, because I kind of saw that this was coming, like, I just couldn't get super hyped because I knew all the hype is in the next episode. I just like felt like going into it, I was like, yeah, we're not going to see anything super awesome this episode, but the next episode, I'm sure we're going to see a whole lot of awesome stuff. So that's kind of like where I was with that. With that being said, it's a My Hero Academia episode, so it's still a cut above, you know, your average anime, even on its slower episodes. And honestly, I just finished this episode, and I'm still struggling to remember exactly what happened. I don't know why. Okay, so Deku's still dealing with, you know, being stressed out about this whole situation. He gets called in. They're doing, like, a police raid, which is really cool. I do like that scene. That's at the very end of the episode. Sir Night Eye found out where they're located using his foresight. And let's see. Yeah, overhaul. He mentions that he has the 8 bullets of the Hisai guy, I think is what he calls them. Now, that's a really cool name to call these guys. It's 8 of his, like, henchmen, but they all seem to be, like, mini-bosses. And I'm very curious to see, you know, what their quirks are. You know, what does he mean by being 8 bullets? Does that mean that, you know, they are disposable, or they're sent to take out one person each, you know, being like a lethal bullet that gets sent to knock someone out, or is it just a cool name that he chose? I'm not entirely sure. We also see that Overhaul has what appears, yeah, it's his dad. He's in the, he seems to not be in good condition, and so maybe he's part of the plan. And oh, okay, so I actually have a theory, and this theory just came up after watching the episode. So I don't think this is going to be true, but I just want to throw this out there in case it is. So I have this idea that I really don't think this is going to be true. Anyways, I'm just going to say it anyways, even though I really, really don't think this will happen or that this is true, because there's some, I'm starting to think of some plot holes. Anyways, what if like the whole thing with Eri is like sort of like a decoy in some way, and it's really Overhaul's father that they're making the bullets from, and it's based off of his quirk, and maybe Eri is being used to keep his father alive, and maybe that does hurt her, and so, like, you know, they give her reason to still being scared, but it's sort of like he needs his father and he needs Eri, so they're both important because Eri keeps his father alive, otherwise his father would just die from all the procedures, and maybe she's horrified by seeing what's happening to her grandfather, and that's like a big reason why she's afraid. That could be something, or I don't know, I just feel like there's going to be something big dealing with his father, and also part of my theory was maybe Overhaul purposely ran into Midoriya and Mirio, with Eri. Like he knew that they would be there. He's been staying on top of things, even though it doesn't seem like he has been. You know, it's like, oh, the heroes are tracking him. The heroes have followed him here. Maybe he knows. Maybe he's aware that this is exactly what the heroes are doing, and he has an elaborate scheme, and he's super intelligent. He's a mastermind. And the only thing that kind of throws that part out of the water is I feel like he did say either in this episode or the last episode that it's a bit sooner than what he would have liked, but, you know, he's still going to have his plan go into motion. But, you know, with that being said, he could have still planned all those pieces and just was like, okay, so they figured all this out and they are acting much sooner than I thought, but things will still work according to my plan. So maybe my theory is not totally bad as far as that goes. Maybe he does have an overarching plan. Maybe he is a mastermind. And, yeah, maybe he wanted the police force and the heroes to attack his lair. Now, the real question would be why? You know, Stain, you know, wanting to take out heroes. We have Shigaraki. He wants to kill All Might. So what is Overhaul's end goal? It definitely seems to have something to deal with, you know, I don't know, eliminating quirks is part of his plan. Maybe he just wants to be the most powerful, you know, group. But I feel like there's something more to him than that. Whatever it may be, it would be interesting if he purposely led the heroes there just so he could kill some of them off or make a statement. You know, have it be like almost like a spider's web. He lured them in. He's taken them out with his eight bullets. Even if, and the eight bullets know what he's fighting for. They know his cause, and that's why they're okay with giving their lives or being arrested or whatever may happen to them. Like, if he has a goal that is like, some, like, because people don't, like, people generally don't just follow someone unless they have an ideal to believe in with that person, or they're led by fear. But when we look at the eight bullets, they seem to fight for Overhaul, and they seem to be confident. I mean, we haven't got to see a whole lot of them. We just saw sort of like these screenshots, but they don't seem like they're fighting out of fear. You know, where some of the caretakers of Eri and stuff, they seem like they're afraid, but I just can't imagine that these eight bullets are going to, you know, just be like, oh, we're in a terrible position. We have to work out of fear. I really think that they're working for Overhaul because he has an ideal. And that was even an arc for the villains in earlier My Hero Academia seasons. You know, Stain inspired a lot of villains where Shigaraki couldn't. But it was through Stain, Shigaraki learned and became a better villain because he learned how important it was to have a strong ideal and a strong conviction in order to pull more influence among the other villains and to have more people want to join his cause, in which he's been getting better and better at that. So overall, already has this team. He's part of this mafia. Seems like he knows what he's doing. I feel like he has to have something that the other villains feel is worth fighting for. So the real question here is, what exactly is he fighting for? It's pretty tough. I still feel like it'd be cool if he's fighting for Eri in some way. You know, he's very much made to, you know, look like this really bad abuser, and she's trying to run away from him, and, you know, things are bad. But maybe he can't tell her the full truth. Maybe there's something going on where he has to sort of play the bad guy, but it's all in order to protect her and save her in some way. You know, maybe there's no alternative. Maybe he has to use his father in some cruel, inhumane way to keep, you know, his daughter alive or something. So there's so many different routes that this can take. I hope it takes an interesting turn. I hope that, you know, it's not just, you know, oh, Overhaul is just a terrible guy. He's here trying to make bullets and he's harming his daughter and he's just going to, you know, go, you know, mess everything up. So anyways, I hear Zach's at the door, so I'm going to have to let you go. Anyways, thank you so very much. That's all my theories and stuff anyways for this episode. I cannot wait for the next episode, though, because I'm sure I'm going to have a ton to talk about because it looks like super hype. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. You're awesome. Stay awesome. Bye.